Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Irame humen. Peace be with you. The first two words that Jesus spoke to his disciples after rising from the dead. They probably needed to hear them too. I'm not sure how calmly I would receive an undead teacher of mine showing up at my dinner party. You know, obviously we are glad in the long run that Jesus was resurrected, but it must have been pretty freaky the first time that they saw the guy walking around again. I doubt that my reaction to seeing Jesus newly resurrected would be classified as peaceful. I suppose it was the same for his disciples, because our Lord had to reassure them to calm down. Irame humen. Peace be with you. Powerful words that we still share every Sunday here in church. Apparently I need to share in the sermon. Peace be with you. The disciples needed to hear these words because they believed that they had seen a ghost. The Greek text says that they believed Jesus was a pneuma, which means spirit, breath, or ghost. They were convinced that the man before them was unreal, an image to trick them in their time of grief. A little bit different than the disciples. We also need to hear these words every week from one another. Because we know that Jesus is real and that his comfort is shared when Christians show love to one another. Christ is revealed from each of us to another when we say these simple but powerful words. Peace be with you. Or in the original Greek that Jesus used, Irame humen. Peace be with you. And peace be with you today because we were able to share in one of the most comforting and life-giving acts of faith possible. This morning we baptized Caden Christopher Bauer in the waters of God's eternal grace. In our baptisms, we believe that we are sealed with the cross of Christ for all eternity and wrapped up in God's love that has no end. It is really a beautiful thing. Though we say peace be with you weekly because we know that our lives will usually be anything but throughout the next 6 days, God says, peace be with you. Irame humen. And God says it once and for all when we are reborn in the waters of God's mercy. This is a beautiful thing that we have witnessed once again here today. Sadly, the unending beauty and joy of moments like these will pass. Our lives in this world are filled with just as much tears and sorrow. Well, I suppose that's this morning is too. Filled with cuts and bruises, stresses and anxieties, fears and doubts. Our lives are filled with these things just as much as they are with feelings of contentment, love, joy, and peace. Though I, for one, would like to do some sort of magic trick to keep my kids from crying, I found no such trick yet. You think they would publish that if they found it somewhere. At the same time, even if there was such a trick, I'm not sure that I should really try to find it. Experiencing the pains and struggles of this world is part of what it means to be human. If we deny that, then we deny ourselves. And if we deny the wounds in ourselves, then we deny God's power to heal and redeem them. So we honestly accept that suffering is part of this world and is a big part of our lives in it. But we also know that we need to comfort one another again and again and again with the words of Jesus. Peace be with you. Arame humen. When I was a teenager, I had a tough time of things. Though I knew a lot of people, I would not say that I had many deep friendships. I was kind of a weird guy, actually. Going to the beat of my own drum, often quite literally, being a drummer and all. And taking far more interest in topics of faith and philosophy than trying to make it to the weekend parties in the woods. To top it off, I had a close friend, some other classmates, die in my very young age, bringing a lot of grief into my high school experience. One night, in the midst of this lonely time in my life, I was walking by myself next to the Upper Iowa River, which ran right through the middle of town. Its waters would flow slow and steady throughout the year, providing a natural rhythm and constancy to life in our little community that never seemed to move too quickly. I suppose it had no reason to rush anyway. The water's slow caress along the shore allowed me to calmly stand next to it, meandering by, beneath the streetlights over the bridge and the bright moon above it. That night I was in a tough place, looking for hope and joy, but just feeling stuck in a weird sort of adolescent misery. Felt like nobody liked me. Nobody really cared. I suppose that is a tough realization at any age, but it is probably toughest when you have not yet experienced the world continuing to turn after low points like these. But for all the ways I told myself that evening that I was alone, the water beneath my feet told a different story. Though I wanted to wallow in my feelings of misery and despair, the waters that flowed in front of me reminded me that I had been baptized. The river, this river that I had crossed daily, usually not recognizing its significance. This river in that moment told me that my life had meaning and worth because I had been claimed in the waters of God's grace years before. While I saw myself in that moment as a young man of little value from the middle of nowhere, the waters that flowed in front of me reminded me that my life has meaning and purpose through the life, death, and resurrection of the Son of God, who came to me in my baptism when I was just a little child. So I knelt down. I cupped my hand and scooped up water to pour on my head. I remembered what it felt like to be loved and to be cared for unconditionally as the cool water dripped down my hair. As I reached in to feel that water a second time, I felt the caress of God smiling down on me through the dark of night. And as I got up to make my way back home, I knew that I was not alone. For through the waters, God had spoken a word of grace over my life, saying, "Peace be with you." Irame humen. Baptism is a gift that lasts for more than a lifetime. Martin Luther, the guy whose name we plagiarized on our church sign, taught that the waters that flow all around us serve as reminders that we are loved and forgiven by our God in heaven. Though we will suffer in this life, Our suffering is redeemed and healed when we are joined with God in these holy waters. When we are baptized, there is nothing we will ever face that can keep us from the life and the never-ending love of the God who saved us on the cross long ago. When we are claimed in this holy sacrament, we are reborn into God's heavenly kingdom that has no end. The kingdom where we will hear a constant chorus from our Lord and Savior saying, Hairame humen. Peace be with you. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.